we are about to witness one of the great phenomena of the natural world.
Leave excerpt biology revision notes.
Nutrition is the way in which an organism obtains and uses food. Nutrients are chemical substances present in food. The most common elements in food is carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur. The first nutrient is carbohydrates. The elements present are carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen in the ratio CxH2OY. There are three types of carbohydrates. Monosaccharides are single sugar units. They're sweet and soluble in water, for example, glucose and fructose. Disaccharides are two sugar units that are joined together. They are also sweet and soluble in water, for example, maltose, sucrose, and lactose. Polysaccharides are many sugar units joined together. They are not sweet and are insoluble in water, for example, starch and cellulose. Carbohydrates are needed for energy. The glucose is broken down in respiration to release energy, and the glucose is made during photosynthesis. Lipids are also known as fats, and they contain the elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. A fat is solid at room temperature, and an oil is liquid at room temperature. There are two types of lipids, triglyceride and phospholipid. Triglyceride contains one glycerol and three fatty acids, and a phospholipid contains one glycerol, two fatty acids, and one phosphate. Lipids are important as energy stores in plants and animals. They're important for heat, insulation, and protection of organs. Lipids are broken down in respiration to release energy as well. Proteins. The elements present in protein are carbon, oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen. Protein is the only nutrient that contains nitrogen. Proteins are composed of amino acids, and the bond between amino acids are called peptide bonds. A peptide bond is less than 20 amino acids. A polypeptide is more than 20 amino acids. And a protein is at least 200 amino acids. Fibrous proteins have little or no folding. They are strong and tough, for example, the keratin in hair and nails. And globular proteins have lots of foldings, form rounded shapes, for example, the egg white and enzymes. The structural role of protein is the keratin in skin and hair, and the metabolic role is used to control reactions and form antibodies. Vitamins. Vitamins are complex carbon-based substances. Vitamins cannot be made in the body and are only needed in small amounts. There are two types of vitamins, water-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble vitamins. Vitamin C, which is also known as ascorbic acid, is a water-soluble vitamin. Vitamin C is required for the formation of connective tissue, for example, skin, gums, and ligaments, growth and maintenance of bones and teeth, and a healthy immune system. The lack of vitamin C causes scurvy. Fat-soluble vitamin is vitamin D. Vitamin D is required to absorb calcium from the intestine, so it is needed for healthy bones and teeth. A lack of vitamin D causes rickets in children and osteomalacia in adults. Minerals are needed by both plants and animals in small amounts. Plants use magnesium, calcium, and water, and animals often use iron, calcium, and water. The importance of water. It is a component of cytoplasm and body fluids. It is a good solvent. Participates in many chemical reactions in the body. It's important for the movement through membranes, and it is a good absorber of heat. All reactions taking place in an organism is referred to as its metabolism. There are two types of reactions. Anabolic reaction converts smaller molecules to larger molecules, for example, photosynthesis, and a catabolic reaction is the release of energy when a complex molecule is broken down into a simpler form, for example, respiration. There are 4 food tests for testing the presence of different nutrients. To test for a reducing sugar, the chemical used is Benedict's solution, and this solution turns from blue to red when sugar is present. To test for starch, you use iodine, and the solution turns from red-yellow to blue-black. To test for protein, you use sodium hydroxide and copper sulfate, and the solution turns purple if protein is present. And to test for a lipid, you use brown paper, and it produces a translucent spot if a lipid is present.